Welcome to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast. Today I'll be talking about players to pick up for the playoffs in fantasy hockey. If you are playing in a head-to-head fantasy league, you should be aware that the playoffs are approaching. So I thought it would be fitting to talk about players to pick up for the playoffs in fantasy hockey. Forwards to pick up in fantasy hockey. Jack Roslovic. Jack Roslovic has played very well in the last 2 weeks. He has 2 goals, 5 points, 1 power play point, along with 37 faceoff wins, 15 shots on goal, and is a plus 4. Roslovic is playing on Columbus's first line alongside Jacob Voracek and Patrick Laine, and would be a great pickup for the playoffs. Christian Dvorak. Christian Dvorak has played very well in the last 2 weeks. He has 2 goals, 4 points, along with 77 faceoff wins, 11 shots on goal, and is a plus 2. Dvorak is one of the league leaders in faceoff wins, so he would be a fantastic add if your league counts faceoff wins. Joel Farabee. Joel Farabee has played well in the last 2 weeks. He has 4 goals, 9 points, 2 power play points, along with 18 shots on goal, and is a plus 4. Farabee is playing well on Philadelphia's first line alongside JVR and Cam Atkinson, and is eligible to play all 3 forward positions in fantasy. Yakov Trenin. Yakov Trenin was pretty consistent the whole season, but for some reason, he has been overlooked by most fantasy owners, as he's only owned in 1% of fantasy leagues. In the last 2 weeks, Trenin has 3 goals, 5 points, along with 19 shots on goal, 23 hits, and is a plus 3. Scoop him up if you want to fill up your garbage categories. Seth Jarvis. Seth Jarvis played really well in the last 2 weeks. He has 5 goals, 8 points, 1 power play point, along with 12 shots on goal, 14 hits, and is a plus 5. Jarvis is playing on Carolina's first line alongside Sebastian Aho and Teuvo Teravainen, and can play all 3 forward positions in fantasy. Keegan Kolesar. Keegan Kolesar is a great player to have on the roster in the playoffs if your league counts hits. He has 47 hits in the last 2 weeks, which makes him the league leader in hits. As an added bonus, Kolesar has chipped in 2 points as well. This makes him a perfect player to have in the playoffs to boost those garbage categories. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on anchor.fm/HockeyWiz777. Defenseman to pick up in fantasy hockey. Vince Dunn. Vince Dunn has played well in the last 2 weeks of the season, having tallied 6 points and 2 power play points in that time span. While Dunn doesn't contribute much in the garbage categories, he is clearly one of the best options available if you need a point scoring defenseman. Brady Shea. Brady Shea has played very well in the last 2 weeks of the season, having tallied 1 goal and 4 points along with 19 shots on goal, 16 hits, and 8 blocks, and has a plus 3 rating. Shea covers all the categories across the board, and would be an excellent pickup in fantasy for the playoffs. Chris Wideman. Chris Wideman has quietly been one of the most productive defensemen in fantasy in the last 2 weeks, putting up 1 goal and 6 points along with 3 power play points in that time span. Wideman plays on Montreal's first power play unit and has been real productive on it. Yanni Hakanpää. Yanni Hakanpää is a great player to have on the roster in the playoffs if your league counts hits and blocks. Hakanpää has 32 hits and 14 blocks in the last 2 weeks. His 32 hits are second in the league amongst defensemen behind Radko Gudas, and he is also top 25 in blocks. Check out my hockey blog at HockeyWizTalksHockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at HockeyWiz777. Goalies to pick up in fantasy hockey. Antti Raanta. Antti Raanta is a reliable goalie to have on your roster for the playoffs. He has been quite reliable in the last month of the season, putting up a 4-1 record with a 2.32 GAA and .925 save percentage. Raanta will likely split time with Frederik Andersen and tends to play against the subpar competition, making him a great pickup for the playoffs. Logan Thompson. Logan Thompson has been the workhorse for the Vegas Golden Knights in the last 2 weeks. He has a 4-2 record with a 2.51 GAA and .927 save percentage. He's been a lot better in net of late for Vegas, and has been a lot better in net for Vegas than when he was first called up. I expect him to continue to be the workhorse for Vegas, so don't be afraid to pick him up for the playoffs. Erik Källgren. Erik Källgren is going to be the starting goalie for the foreseeable future, with both Jack Campbell and Peter Mrazek out with injuries. Källgren has played okay this season. He has a 3-2 record with a 2.64 GAA and .911 save percentage. Källgren should be a decent option in fantasy because Toronto should win enough games in the regular season. In my next podcast, I update you on the NHL playoff picture and scoring leaders.